welcome back to the Nutri-Medic Report. I hope you had a wonderful and safe 4th of July Independence weekend. And, of course, the sale is still on until midnight tonight, so if you're trying to jam in your nutraceuticals before the Labor Day weekend, which is 2 months away, you want to get your order in either online at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. Welcome back to the program, gentlemen. I hope you had a active, and probably now you need a good rest, Jim Deal and Pete Fettig, after a great weekend.
Hello, Dr. Bill. This is Jim.
Yes, hi. How you doing, Jim?
Good.
Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Now, over the weekend, of course, nothing surprising. I think that Rush Limbaugh probably called it better than anybody, and I did too as well, by the way, that Hillary, Rotten Clinton, would be cleared, even after doing criminal activity with a server. But it's the tip of the iceberg. But people have to understand, too, the tip of the iceberg financially is the Brexit and the gyration of the euro in the stock market, the derivatives markets. There's no better time for people to get out of just being stuck in fractional reserve, funny money, I call anti-money currency. Gentlemen, how do you get people activated now, even during the summertime, even spend a little bit of time? I mean, half an hour a day, 4 days a week, they can build a network of people. By the fall, they've actually got free gold. How do you get people making a list, calling us, you know, checking it twice, calling us for help? And I'm getting a number of requests, by the way, for people that want to get in here teaching seminars, Jim, and I'm going to be sending over some that came in the last week or two.
Okay,
that
want
to get in those training seminars. What people should realize, this is so easy, it's easier than riding a bike when you're four. You don't even need, you hardly need training wheels, but we are the training wheels. Tell us about this training session you have on Skype.
Well, I mean, what we do, we can set it up on Skype or either by conference call, but we'll just set up a session going through some basics, answering questions. It'll be we'll cover some basic principles and then open it up for Q&A and make sure everybody understands, and then we can follow up with one-on-one with each person and help them get started.
Yeah. Now, the basics are making a list. Now, what kind of people do you populate your list with? I usually like people to go through psychologically. If you have friends, relatives, neighbors, and coworkers, would you like to see them discover someday or some month or some year that the value of their funny money, which is their pension funds, their value in their home and their bank accounts, all of a sudden massively devalued? Or would you like to see them say, boy, am I ever glad you told me to get into carrot bars, go by the gram and build a network? Not only help myself, but you only succeed by helping others to save. It's a gold saving club by the gram. How do you psychologically tell people, let's start thinking about who you know that you should probably talk to them about this?
Well, what I always do is I try to identify those people. Usually I ask people three questions. Are you in this because you're interested in a free gold savings account where you can accumulate gold easily and privately from the comfort of your home on a secure, you know, internet service? Are you interested in the possibility of acquiring gold for nothing out of pocket? Or are you interested in helping us expand this and building a serious business with some walkaway residual income a few months down the road? And I find out. I get an answer to those questions. If they say number three, those are the people I want to spend my time with initially, because I want to go after the people that want to build a business.
Right.
And then once they've told me that, that kind of makes it real easy in terms of getting their list together. I say, if you were going to build a business, if you had $1 million idea and you wanted to build a business, who of all the people do you know would you probably go and talk to first or want them to see this first?
Right.
And then I walk through it with them, and I help them identify those key people, and I'll use memory joggers, and I'll do whatever. But before it's all said and done, typically we're going to come up with, it, you know, one of the things that we always start with is how many phone numbers do you have on your cell phone? And they'll look in there, and they've got, you know, 100, 200, some of the thousand. Yeah. So people know people. And so so that's a good place to start. Start right there on the cell phone list. And I'll even go through and I'll say, who do you send Christmas cards to? You know, who are some of the people you know? Do you go to church? Who do you know in your church that are sharp business people that you'd want to bounce $1 million idea on? So there's lots of ways to get them to jog their memory. And before it's all said and done, we're looking at 50 names possibly, and then out of those we try to narrow it down even further, and then we try to go after the top 10 people.
Right.
And then I'll go through their script. I mean, I'll go through a script with them. I'll say, this is how we approach people. This is what we recommend. We've been at this for a while. You can go out and reinvent the wheel and get your face kicked in if you want to. But here's what we suggest, and here's why. And so we go through it. We get them on board with the way we approach people. Because people always, depending on the individual, they're going to have their own way of wanting to do things. But, you know, we strongly recommend that they do it. You know, through trial and error, we've learned this is what works best.
Right.
So once they're convinced of that, we go through that list, and they just sit and actually listen on the call. They do no talking. So all they're doing, basically, to use an analogy, is I'm the hunter, they're the bird dog. They're pointing out where the birds are, and we go flush them out, and I shoot them. And so they're not, all they're doing is they're just the pointer. They're the bird dog. They're not doing any talking. They're not doing any hunting. They're not firing the gun, to use an analogy. I do all the talking, all the closing. I answer all the questions, and they just sit in, and they listen. And once they've gone through that a handful of times, well, first of all, hopefully we're going to go through that initial list. We're going to be able to find two good people that will take some initiative and that will repeat what he just did. They'll want to get together their list, and they'll do the same thing. Because here's the beauty of the system. It only takes two. And that doesn't mean two that you know. So out of that list, if we get two that are willing to put together their list, we'll work down those groups, hopefully on each side, because it's a two-team system, a right team and a left team. So we identify somebody on the right side that wants to go through this and wants to build a potential residual income. We identify somebody on the left side. We get them on board. We get them all set up. They're good to go. Then we work with their list. And we keep doing that. And we just keep working down through that natural referral system. What we've learned is it takes 15 times the activity to get the same results in working through a cold market. You can go out there and cold call, but you're going to have to contact 15 times more people to get the same results. And some people's skin isn't that thick. I mean, nobody likes no's. Nobody likes rejections. And, you know, so anyway, that's just
unless,
the way it is.
Unless you get somebody that's a little twisted. And those people are usually successful because they'll plow through and find the geodes and people, and they just keep plowing and plowing and say, this is just a numbers game, and they're just hard nuts. And you do find those people once in a while, don't you?
Well, yes, and not only that, but this is the best way to find them, is working through everybody's natural markets. Because what we found is if you work it deep, 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 because there is no depth to this. In other words, I can land somebody who decides to pursue this, I work their list, and then we find some people, we work their list, and we keep working down deep, and then boom, we hit somebody down.
Yeah, in other words, having your seminars or having, I should probably be participating in that too, because what we find is that it's working deep that really makes a difference.
You can go five people,
and all of a sudden you get one, then you go ten people deep before you get another person that's really going to work it. Other people just sit there and say, well, you know, it's just going to happen. I'm thinking, I had one interesting situation I mentioned a few weeks ago where the individual had signed up, but they messed up their Know Your Customer documents. And they realized when they opened up their account, they had like a lot of figures sitting there, but they hadn't done the activity in the other leg because we were giving them people. And they realized that if they actually had been calling or getting us to call them and building their other leg, they would have had deposits every Friday in their account. They would have been able to buy free gold. They would have been building a network. And your idea of working deep is, like, eventually some people are going to catch on. They might be sitting in the network for 5 months or whatever and realize, like, how come I'm not making any money? It's like, because you're not calling anybody. You're not introducing the business. You're not working deep. You're not going down 5 or 10 people deep and saying, you know what? 5 people deep in the network, there's somebody there that really gets it. They could be a stay-at-home mother. They could be an attorney. They could be a retired teacher. And they just decide they're going to spend an hour a day, 5 days a week doing it. It's that simple. But if you don't work deep, you're not going to make progress. And once you have a certain amount of momentum, too, you help those people work deep as well. And that's another principle I don't think we've concentrated enough, is the idea you have to work deep. You have to actually maintain momentum in order to build this business. You have to do those principles, and you got to keep it simple. You have to have it not so you got some people that are star salesmen. You just point them and boom, they're done. But, yeah. but you want it so that the average person can do this process, like Dan Jeromo said, so simple, anybody can do it. You know, minimum, we call trainer wheels, they just do it. It's really easy.
Well, see, the beauty of this thing is that as you continue to build deep, you're going to find people that are, like you said, the GOs, the self-motivated people, and they're going to drive it, and they could take it and run circles around you. So that's what's really interesting about that. It doesn't matter where these people fall on your right team or your left team, as long as they're on, one's on the right, one's on the left, and it could be, you know, like I said, 50 people deep. One of the most interesting success stories in Care Bars is a gal named Tammy. She was a former banker. And she got into this. She introduced like 8 friends and relatives and families that signed up. And her husband overheard her talking on the phone about gold. And he's like, "What are you even doing?" And, "Well, this is this marketing thing, you know, Carrot Barnes, blah, 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 blah." And he said, "Well, you know, I don't know." She was kind of at a high level in the bank. And he said, "Well, don't you think the bank would not look too highly on that if they knew you were out there moonlighting?" And she said, "Well, yeah, you got a good point." Now, I'm leaving out a lot of the details, but the essence was she backed off, but she kept checking her numbers. And somebody had landed somebody somewhere down on her right team, and somebody had landed somebody, one down in South Africa and one somewhere in Australia.
Right.
It's the true story, right? And things were just going bonkers, and her income kept growing, and she wasn't doing anything. Now, this is the exception. This is not the rule, but it can happen. And it just shows the power of the depth and the two-team system. And her checks were growing every month. And so she finally pulled the plug on the bank. She walked away from a six-figure income and went full-time with Care Bars. So that's her story. So it's an interesting one. But it just demonstrates not the power of the genius of the individual, her, but the power and the genius of the system once you get it in place. And one of the things that, you know, I worked in A.L. Williams for years. People out there may have heard of it.
Right.
But Art Williams, the president of the company, or no, my trainer, Larry, he said, put in place a system whereby sponsoring or recruiting or however you want to characterize it never stops. So it's not dependent on you. And it's kind of like what Dan said about repeat and rinse. You know, you wash the dishes and you repeat and rinse. You want to have a system in place that duplicates and that you train people how to make it duplicate, which is what I just described to you in the early part of this conversation. You go out there, you identify the key people at one residual income, you build out, find those key people, you go out and find people under them, then you repeat that system. And you just keep repeating, and you teach your people to do that. And if you teach them well and they get it well, it will perpetuate. But you got to put a system in place. You can't do it all yourself. And the old saying is, I'd rather have 1,000 people doing a little than a handful of people doing a lot. So that's a genius of a network system. You get a lot of people out there doing a little. And another thing that Art always used to say that I like this, he says, every dud knows a stud.
Right.
Well,
that's funny.
He made that. He meant that in a market sense, not in a personal sense.
Right.
But
yeah,
he was a football coach, you know. So he was a pretty colorful guy. But anyway, so he says, you just go out there and everybody that you bring in knows somebody. He said they may not be the superstar. In fact, he says chances are your best people aren't going to be the ones that you bring in personally. And that's kind of goes back to the depth thing that you were talking about. We've always found the best people are always found deep in the organization. And we wind up landing some people in our group that I didn't put in at all. They just took this thing and ran with it. And I just developed, you know, I found out who they were eventually. And I just developed, I said, "Man, you're doing great. Tell me a little bit about yourself." And So you identify your key people in your group, whether you brought them in or not, and you build a relationship with them, and you spend time with them, and you show them everything that you know so that they'll duplicate. Because if there's a bunch of people between you and them that are weak, that aren't coachable, that's okay. Because as long as they're on one side or the other, you identify those people, and you love all, as Art used to say, you love all over them. You know, you become their friend. I mean, you really do. You become the best friends of these people that are in your business life. and you give them everything you got, and you give them your personal phone number, and you let them know, call me anytime you want. You have a problem, you let me know, because they're worth putting all your time and energy into, because they're producing. That's where you want to focus your energy. If what I find a lot of people do in marketing is they spend time with people that don't produce. That doesn't mean you don't love those people and you don't care about them, but you're building a business. You can't sit there and hold the hands of people that are going to always be draining your battery. And that's why a lot of people don't make it marketing. They right. get in there, they spend a lot of time and energy with a lot of people that do nothing. They come to meetings, and that's all they do is they come to meetings. They never produce. You right. want to go out and identify your producers, and then you want to marry them.
That's funny.
And then you
well, sometimes they'll drag a lot of people along when they'll start observing and realizing that they just, if they just start applying a little bit of the basic principles, like a half hour to an hour consistently every day, working deep, you know, trying to think, okay, a lot of people think they have a really short list. They've got, you know, 500 people on their iPhone. And, you know, 150 relatives within, you know, 500 miles. And yet they think, gee, I don't think I have five people. I'm thinking, you've got colleagues, you've got relatives, you've got... Yeah. And then you have to ask yourself the questions of, okay, now we know that Hillary's not going to be prosecuted, which is, you know, another miraculous demonic thing. But, and completely corruption. It shows you the likelihood of her becoming president now that she's not going to be prosecuted is pretty darn likely. So we're going to see the effects of the globalism under Obama and now Hillary totally destroying the U.S. economy. Now, do you think that you want to get in care partners? You betcha. Because if President Trump doesn't come in, this country's going to get wrecked. And if you're personally not taking care of your own financial business, you're going to be a sad sack in 4 years' time or 5 years' time when, you know, if it's her first term is over and they finally kick her out. But it's, you know, I tell people, what can I say to you, you know? And mm-hmm. yeah, they'll agree and nod their head, but then they don't do anything. It's like when I talk to somebody, give me an example. I'll talk to somebody and they're in terminal stages of heart failure. And they've gone to their doctor and the doctors have totally messed them over and they're ready to die. Now, I have a number of these type of people, literally, you know, right now, a lot, dozens and dozens, that just have this diagnosis alone. The ones that are really with it, they immediately kind of, how you help me? And they'll do whatever I tell them, boom, boom, boom. And others will just sit there until they're really in extremis. And then they're panicking. I'm saying, why don't you let me do this next, or then this next? And eventually, if they need even a stem cell transplant. And it's like the same thing in business, or in medicine, or anything, law. A lot of people say, well, I can't afford a lawyer. So why don't you take a pro se litigant course, like the Juris Dictionary, How to Win in Court. And it's $250. And I said, then you can even purchase some assistance time to kind of get your things going. But you can, you know, from Dr. Fred Graves. But they just don't realize, like, how can they take that first baby step to do it? And I can't explain why, whether or not people want to just, you know, take back their health care or take back their personal finances. And really, we're dealing with people with virtually the same kind of medical or financial circumstances, but their own personal decisions and their ability to think that they actually have a belief system where they think they can, quote, do it, even if it's so simple, it's like breathing. I can't fathom why, but it's one of those is things. It's like, okay, some people get it, other people don't.
Yeah. Well, you know, it sounds harsh and it sounds mean, and I always tell people I'm here for if you need me, but I don't have time to sit here and hold your hand. I've got to go work with people that want to work. Right. And I found the best thing that you can do for your people, your team, is go out and create success. If you depend on your people to make you successful, you will die. It's got to be based on you and you going out and identifying key people that want to get on board with this. And some people are motivated and some aren't. So your job is to find the ones that are motivated. And how do you know that? They do something.
Well, and I tell people, too, even during this hour, we do a first hour on every Tuesday. Call in if you have questions. Call in afterwards. Email. I'll send your messages over to Pete and Jim. We can have these seminars. By the way, there's phone seminars available through CarePrash. There's right. these Skype seminars. There's all kinds. There's videos. There's no excuse for people saying, oh, I can't afford to do that. There's no cost. Yep. All you do is just say, hey, I'd like to connect on Skype or whatever, and you can learn. That's how easy. You don't need to have a fancy website. We provide it for you when you start your program. Yep. We'll be back in a minute with more with Jim Deal and Pete Fedick. As I say, Now that the Hildebeest has avoided another asteroid from space, things are looking pretty grim. And if you aren't getting involved with Care Bears now, man, I'll tell you, 4 years from now, at the terminus of the Clinton era.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer.
And welcome back. And so, Jim, let's kind of wind up here. So let's add this principle. Number one, keep it simple.
Yep.
Work deep. Work only with motivated people. The principle of next. And it's the same thing that I do in medical circles. And I found this, whether it's with groups, for example, back when they had an accident at Pratt & Whitney Jenner Car's Parts Plant, and they had a occult directed energy weapons research facility had a major energy directed energy weapon accident in their Pratt & Whitney plant, and they weren't going to tell me what was going on. I said, well, you could all just drop dead. Have a nice day. And they decided to give me full disclosure on what the heck they were doing. The same way when people are saying, well, I don't really drink very much, and then they tell you that they're drinking a fifth of vodka every day, or they're smoking like a smokestack, and they wonder why they're coughing their head off. Or they're making lots of money, but they're spending more than they make. Or they're just not sleeping at night, and they wonder why they look terrible. It's, you know, the fact is, it's real simple. If you stick to basic principles, you can't fail in this business. It's almost what we call fiddle-proof. if you even take your hands off the wheel and just let us build it for you for a while, and you can see, oh, this is so simple, I'm embarrassed, I'm even asking for your help. That's what I want to hear from people. I want to, and I usually, the people that have called me, they'll often say, well, let's do one trainer call. We do one, and it's like, I don't even want to call you again. It was too easy. It's like embarrassing. All I need to do is call and tell them, play the sizzle call, and they just go ahead and sign up. It's like, are you kidding?
That's true. It is simple, and that's good when people want to take the initiative. But I also encourage people to say, well, you know, let's stick with it. Let's hit some bad ones. You've seen a good one, so you go, this is easy. Well, right. You know, they're not all that good. You know, some of them are bad.
Oh, yeah, we want bad ones, too. We want people that will raise every objection under the sun, and then they'll say, well, I can't do this for this reason, or can't do it for that reason. They have a whole list of why they wanted to have an alternative income, but they got a zillion reasons as to why it's not possible to get done.
Yeah, and it's the bad ones is where the person will get their best training, because if they see how that we address those common objections that come up, that's
give us some of the objections. What are the most common ones you find?
I can buy gold anywhere.
Right.
That gives me an opportunity. Of course, you know, every objection is an opportunity to give out more information.
Right.
Say, yeah, I understand, but let me explain to you what I've learned. That's how you overcome an objection. But
right.
The other one is, I had one and it escaped me. But one, I guess, that comes up sometimes is, well, I'm not sure I have time. And at that point, I say, well, let's see who you know, and I'll take all the time and the energy. I'll do all the legwork and all that. You just be the bird dog, and then I kind of get them, show them that part. Or right. They might not say, I don't have time. I don't know how much time I have. And I say, well, it may not take a lot of time. All we need is two key people. And then I go through the whole scenario, how we do that.
Right. By the way, the thing about gold, and there was one person who raised a question who just heard you in passing mention about OneCoin, which is apparently a cryptocurrency supposedly backed by gold.
Yes.
And to be honest with you, I'm very nervous about cryptocurrencies, even if they're supposedly backed by gold, because whenever there's an algorithm, you're not dealing with the same thing. When you get carrot bars, you actually get gold. You get it by the gram. It's completely different. People understand when you buy gold or silver, you have to exchange it for funny money, anti-currency. In other words, you have to exchange it for Federal Reserve notes, rubles, renminbi, yuan, whatever currency. Whereas with carrot bars, it is a currency. And people don't realize that there's different phases of carrot bars. The first phase is the gold-backed saving club. Second phase is K-exchange, which means you can buy and sell even across the world with carrot bars because it's a currency. The third thing is there's kiosks coming out that are going to allow people to buy and even get local fractional reserve currency or carrot bar cards or the currency notes, which are a tenth of a gram, two-tenths, four, six, eight, ten-tenths of a gram of gold. So it's low enough denomination it's exchangeable. Whereas even a tenth of a gram gold coin, if the price of gold is where it should be, an ounce of gold would be more like $10,000 or more. But it's been purposely suppressed by the gold and paper markets. What's going on now? People say, well, why don't I just buy gold stocks? Well, the suppression of the gold stocks of even the gold mines is done on purpose to make sure that they keep the price of gold as low as the big banks and other people want. But they want gold. They do not want to have funny money when all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
So, you know, I tell people, it's the only gold that is a currency. How's that? The only gold that is a currency.
Yep.
That's a big difference.
The only economy is the one you can control in your own home.
Exactly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty Health Share could be the answer. Liberty Health Share has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty Health Share members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options. Would you like freedom from health insurance? you're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty HealthShare could be the answer. Liberty HealthShare has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
To try to make people feel successful. I'd like to do what I call Forrest Gump them. How's that? Now, the reason why people like Forrest Gump is not because he was disabled, but because no matter what he did, he triumphed over his own disabilities, mental disabilities, physical disabilities, and showed that everyone, in a sense, can be a hero. And it's not just something innate in you, it's something that you decide to just do.
That's right.
Taking over your own finances. For example, we live in the cauldron called America. There's other cauldrons, the Australian cauldron, the British cauldron, now that they've left Brexit and the pound sterling's dropped in value. The European cauldron, where they're warmongering maniacs or scaremongers, like Lord Monckton and Alex Jones, that want to scare the heck out of people that there's going to be marching armies doing the Deutschstep around France and Germany with a combined army marching into your country that you won't be able to leave. You're not going to leave. It's almost like being in a marriage where, you know, you try to leave and all of a sudden the steel door goes clang, and you get whipped for trying to get out the door. That's not going to happen. But what's going to happen, real simple, is you're not going to do anything about your financial situation and your job are just over broke, and you're going to be freaked out when in 2 years' time the value of the dollar drops, say, 20% or 25%, which is a lot, but it's nothing compared to what's happening in other countries already. The ruble is half what its value was in August of 2014. That's a little less than 2 years away. What people need to understand is around the world, the economy is crashing. And it's crashing for a lot of reasons, mainly because corrupt bankers and other people that are the billionaires and trillionaires can make more money by buying and selling their own corporations and and doing super corrupt deals and creating funny money in too big to fail banks. But, you know, honestly, everything comes down to you. Do you want to participate in that game, or do you want to get into the game where all of a sudden you've got value that can't be manipulated by banks or governments? When you see governments so corrupt with Mr. Comey from the FBI that they can't prosecute Hillary, and I use this analogy, let's say she was involved with acquiring children for human sacrifice and buried the bones in her rose gardens in her front yard, and they identified the bones in the DNA and actually had someone within her own covenant that took pictures of her, Comey couldn't find a prosecution to actually prosecute her. That's how corrupt the government is. But you know what? People, it's just a reality check to say, you know what? If you think just sitting there and doing your job, no matter whether you're a doctor, an accountant, or a lawyer, or whatever, and you think relying on fractional reserve banks that are printing money out that are basically re-electing politicians with promises of your great-grandchildren paying off that debt, which, by the way, we never can. They've already reached the mathematical limits where many times the Earth could never pay off the debt, even the interest. And that's why they're talking about negative loans. If you're fool enough to think that the politicians are going to change when we get somebody even more corrupt and evil than Obama and Hillary Clinton, probably the most corrupt politician that's run in public office since Nimrod in ancient Babylon. I mean, here's what Nimrod did in the Bible. He used to send his rabble in to torture and kill people in the cities and villages. Then he sent his army to clear up the rabble, but he said, the condition of bringing peace to your town or village or city is that I am now your emperor. And he would send his own rabble in. So what people need to understand, you don't take control of your future, whether it's get away from the allopathic doctor so they can't poison you, or drinking clean filtered water, or taking nutraceuticals or other technology to heal. Same thing with your finances. If you don't decide, I'm going to start doing tarot cards an hour a day, 4 or 5 days a week. I'm going to work downline with people that actually want to do the business. I'm going to not whine about the fact that I don't have an extra $500 to $1,000 to $2,000, $4,000 a month in income that because I decided to put a year into this. I'm going to stop whining that, you know, my upward mobility has stopped because I'm now in my late 40s at such and such a corporation, and the chances of me getting an increased income, despite the fact that now doing real inflation to products and goods and services. So the average American, same way in other countries too, Canada and elsewhere, the average person is getting less buying power with the dollar they have, or the Canadian dollar, or the British pound sterling, or the euro. You have to take personal control. And, you know, I'm amazed. I like to try to kind of like jeer people into the fact that you just have to decide to take a baby step. We'll even grab your foot and move it for you. We'll make your foot move that 4 or 5 inches intellectually and economically to say, you know what? We'll do it for you. All I have to do is sit on the phone and listen. How's that? What do you think? I want to jeer people into the idea that, hey, Dr. Deagle, you're busy, aren't you? I said, do you know what I'm doing? I'm writing a paper. I work, by the way, 7 days a week. I'm writing a paper representing to the Academy. I'm writing another paper for the Academy of Environmental Medicine on the weekend. I'm consulting with doctors and patients all over the world. And I'm preparing radio shows 15 hours on my network, plus I do live stream recaps. I did an hour and a half recap over the weekend. And I still have time to help people with care bars. So when people whine to me and say they can't do it, they don't have time, I'm insulted. I think, are you crazy? How crazy are you when you look 2 or 3 or 5 years down the road for you or your children, by the way, if you buy them a package and get them started, and they're whining, they're now in their mid-20s and their student loans are right through the ceiling, and they can't afford to buy a car or have a family or start a home, they'll get a home. Well, no wonder, because you and your what we call part-time jobs because of Obamacare, you've done it to yourselves. You've accepted, for example, how the majority of Americans are going to vote for Hillary Clinton for the status quo, for more pain and torture. they're going to vote for more part-time jobs and more Obamacare and more mess because they don't want to change. Well, guess what? If you don't get out of your old attitudes and decide, hey, I think I can spend a half an hour a day calling some friends and relatives or getting the numbers for someone else to say, hey, do you want to start saving in gold? And it's so easy. It's like I call it the latte conversion formula. How many lattes a week do people order? Okay, if you order, say, 4 lattes a week and you decide to convert that to gold, you've probably got a couple grams of gold every month. And if you just convince 2 people to do that each month and they convince 2 people, in a year you've got a network of over 1,000 people. It's called 2 to the power of 12. That's crazy. The math is crazy, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely crazy. And that's what makes it attractive. That's
right.
What makes it attractive to people. And, you know, yes, you get stars in your eyes, but it is possible for the
person that will go to work. But it requires
consistency.
It's right. It requires consistency. I had an interesting call from an older gentleman that called me over the weekend, and he was pretty irate. He was angry with me because, you know, when I present arguments, they're so solid that it's very hard for people to argue with me. And to be honest with you, I beg people to call in and disagree with me, but I want them to give evidence and logic. I don't want ad hominem attacks. Mm-hmm. And he was upset the fact that I present that I have a solution or a framework for a solution that I'll try to get by prayer and research on any problem on this good green earth and blue earth. And he was insulted by that. And I said, you know what? I'm the teacher, you're the student, and this is a didactic class. You need to sit down in the front row and be quiet and listen. And most of the stuff we tell them, whether or not it's basic algebra, math, history, geography, astrophysics, exobiology, whatever it is, I'm going to present facts in such a way that if you want to disagree with me, you better show some facts and logic behind it. Now, the financial stuff is real central. The primary reason, and this is an interesting fact, the primary reason why people divorce, you know what the primary reason is? 86% of the time it's finances. Did you know that?
I've heard that before, yeah.
Did you know that 86%, this is another 86 number, 86% of Americans can't afford a copay for a major procedure like a cataract surgery or, let's say, a stent for their artery and their leg that's blocked. They can't afford it. It's like 93% of people that go bankrupt, a major part of the cause of their bankruptcy is the fact they can't afford health costs because the system's so crazy. Now, if they had done things to avoid those diseases or treat them alternatively so they can get on minimal medications and open up their arteries and reverse the diabetic complications of renal failure and blindness, they'd avoid a great big ticket item. Now, it's not just for them. Remember now, society bears the burden of these prices too, the same way as we bear the burden of the price of people with health care issues like they come into the country with tuberculosis from Central and South America, and they're, quote, all of a sudden the Democrats want to just say they're now our proxy citizens. They've just put a big ticket item saying, no, this person's TB is going to cost $275,000 to treat over the next 5 years. And that's, we have to pay for that. Now, we're already beyond bankruptcy. Bankruptcy is a distant memory. We're so far beyond it. I think we did a calculation note. I did a few years ago. That even, this is a couple of years ago, so it's even worse now. We're now $21 trillion or something close to approaching for with the Abominator. Mm-hmm. That's his name, by the way. The Abominator.
Right.
Almost like the Terminator, only he has a Kenyan accent because he's a Kenyan. So the Kenyan Abominator has abominated our economy and our culture and the idea of the fact that there's male and female and question mark, whatever the heck they think they are. We now have a situation which is so abominable that we have no foreign policy, our enemies don't fear us, and our friends don't trust us, that whoever gets back in power, and believe me, if it's Hillary Clinton, you know, the citizens of America will fear her, but the citizens of foreign countries will laugh at her.
Mm-hmm.
And what I am very concerned about is Americans are going to die in stadia and shopping centers and public places because they're not going to stop the terrorists until they take away all our guns and hurt us. Now, people say, well, how does that tie in with finances? I said, look, do you think that the economy is going to do well under globalism? And I hear some fools that say, globalism is good, nationalism is bad. How about this? I agree with Donald Trump. You want fair trade. You want full trade. You want bilateral trade between us and another country. You don't want trade treaties where courts decide. But the same thing goes with yourself. If your trade is, I'm going to use fractional reserve money, come hell or high water, even if it destroys me or bankrupts me or I can't even buy food 2 years from now. Well, guess what? You're going to have to face your future you. They can't put gas in the car, even if you use carpool. Can't put enough food, decent food on the table that's not poisonous, that'll support you and your family and your biology. Can't keep your host warm if you're in a northern latitude. And won't stop people from scavenging around if a giant part of the population doesn't have enough money to even have subsistence things, so they decide to start raiding other people's homes, armed to teeth with, quote, illegal weapons, because believe me, there's enough weapons out there. You know, if the government tried to seize guns, then they got, say, 5 or 10 or 20% of the guns, it wouldn't matter. There's hundreds of millions of guns out there. And if the foolish government thinks somehow they're going to control the population by disarming us and beating us into submission or try to give us goodies with stuff that they can't afford, it's over. Obama's term is finished, and Hillary Clinton, you know, to me, if Hillary Clinton gets elected by the fools in this country, they share in the curses of Hillary Clinton, it'll be the end of America. America will cease to exist 1 or 2 terms from now. It won't exist. If it does, it'll exist in name only because it'll only be a trade zone, and there'll be sections of the country you'll see, you know, you heard of Texit? Texit is where Texas leaves, because every June they actually have to vote to stay in the Union. So I heard from my Texas buddies who said, well, now Brexit's happened, I think Texit's coming.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's right.
Now, for you out there who want to argue with Dr. Deagle, and again, have the guts. You know, I want to play that song by Sarah Bareilles. I want to see you be brave. And this old gentleman called me and says, you know, he said, I think I've earned the right to tell you this. I said, no, you haven't. I said, you know what? You may be my senior in age, but I'm your senior in leader. I am your leader and the leader of thousands out there because I am a godly person that loves you despite whether you hate my guts or not. And I'm going to tell you the right things to do for your personal health and your finances so you will prosper and do well as a people, as a nation, as a world. And if you don't listen to me, because I am a leader and I'm a godly person, you're going to suffer. You know, this is a very important part of the Bible, and the commandment says, honor your father and mother, quama, that your days be prolonged.
Mm-hmm.
And people forget that. Well, why did God put that in there? Why is that one of the Ten Commandments? Well, your father and mother are your father and mother in terms of leadership and elderly. And some people aren't, they can be 86 years of age and they are still dumb as a rock. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, I get the wisdom and the knowledge and the godliness and the willingness to do what God tells me to do despite getting people really ticked off at me because I am a leader. And I'm telling you, if you don't get involved with carrot bars, don't whine to me at the end of 2 years or 4 years or after Hillary Clinton becomes the president and totally wrecks this country with trade deals that are just ridiculous, that even the government, you know, negotiating wonks or political hacks will totally screw over the country. And instead of having somebody like Donald Trump, who I call God's trump card, if she doesn't get prosecuted, the chances, unfortunately, and I'm supporting him, I'm even financially supporting Trump because I'm praying hard that something is going to happen, physically or otherwise, to Hillary Clinton so that she, number one, gets blessed with something that takes her out of the running and gives her a final chance to repent before God, because woman is very damned evil. And it was, of course, she's got generational curses going on for her family for millennia. I mean, the woman is a product of evil going back generationally. What we have to understand is she's not just like evil on her own. She's a product of evil. Just like Barack Obama. Barack Obama was a very badly abused little boy who was dumped here, dumped there. No wonder he's a mess. And he wants to dump on us because that's what he does. And the same way with evil. I'm sure that if you knew about the stories behind George Soros, you'd realize, you know, it's like the movie Dune, the Baron Harkonnen flying around in his little gravity suit, which apparently he almost has because he has wheelchairs and hover things, whatever, all over the place. And people like the Rothschilds, who's had his sixth heart transplant at 103. Well, guess what? These evil people, they are going to visit their maker someday, and it's real soon. And the fact is, they are our brothers and sisters, so we need to pray for them. But as we pray to bless them, at the end of blessing is judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
We need to pray for America that it repents, because at the end of choosing for someone like Hillary or choosing not to do carrot bars, there's judgment on you. So if you don't listen to me now when I tell you to get involved with carrot bars, don't whine to me and say, I can't afford supplements, I can't afford food, doc, I can't put heating oil in my furnace. I can't put clothes on my back. Guess what? It's not a matter of you just electing the right person. It's a matter of you electing yourself to spend a half hour to an hour a day on Caraparts. Because if you whine 2 or 3 or 4 years from now, and all of a sudden the economy's shot to hell. Because believe me, it's bad right now worldwide. The only reason why we're doing so well is relatively the dollar is every other currency is racing toward the dollar because the rest of the world economy is done. It's not going to be done. It's done. You know?
Mm-hmm.
90% of the money on the planet is Fed Reserve notes. So, as I say, I am a leader, and like I told this older gentleman, I am the teacher, you're the student in the front row. Sit down, listen, make good questions and good statements, but use logic and evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get frustrated and get angry because I think I know everything.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your...
Welcome back, and so after my little diatribe there, I want people to know, how do we motivate you to do the right thing for yourself and your family? We're more concerned about you and your family than, unfortunately, some people are concerned about themselves. They realize, oh, it's the summer. I need to relax. You can still get a tan and make phone calls by the pool. You can still have your golf game. and make some phone calls to friends and neighbors that will face a similar fate if the dollar gets devalued. And if you think Hillary, being the financial genius she is going to manage the world, the American economy, as well as they've managed to stuff their pocketbooks with the State Department being their ATM card, and their foundation getting corrupt money from governments they shouldn't be taking money from, if you think they're going to take care of you, they're going to take care of you, all right. You're going to be like a piece of kindling in the woodpile. It's disturbing to be grieving over things that, in a sense, you and I can't control, but we can try to motivate and say, please move. Please do something. Please even just call us so we'll do it for you, so that even if you just listen to the call, we'll start building a network for you. Well, what do you do to sell people, to motivate them during the summertime when they think, well, it's the summer, man. I don't want to start a new business. I'm kidding. I want to get a tan. I want to put in a vegetable garden. I'm thinking, the two are not mutually exclusive. Spend half an hour a day on the phone talking to people. Do you really think it's going to stop you from enjoying a long walk or a laze by the beach or a nice climb to a monument, which you want to, is in your local area of your town or city, or a fitness club membership? I don't think so. These are not mutually exclusive, are they?
They're not mutually exclusive, and the thing is, we've got a product that everybody needs and everybody wants.
Right.
You know, the gold
has lured people to say, it. People say, well, I can buy gold and silver coins. I got a pile of gold and silver coins. I don't want to buy no more gold and silver coins. I want gold by the gram, because at some point I want to be able to exchange that gold by the gram for other people, for services and goods and so on, when gold by the gram is worth a lot. I think during the Weimar Republic, a gram of gold would buy you a Volkswagen, which they call a people car in Germany. A gram of gold will buy you 22 loaves of bread. Now, a gram of gold will still buy you 22 loaves of bread, but, you know, the fact is that if they don't see that the world economy is going to take a major hit, and the first thing you're going to see, number one, with the climate things we talked about over the weekend with our an hour and a half talk with Ann Morrison, you're going to see famine, which means the price of food is going to go skyrocket. You're going to see with the wars they're trying to create in the Middle East and elsewhere, even though there's a glut of oil, and it's all over the place, they're going to try to make sure you can't get it because it's a war zone.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make sure the price of oil is high because the places where you can get oil, like the Canadian tar sands, cost a fortune to get it out of the ground and to process it.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make sure that you understand that if you're going to have the price of oil from Venezuela, the Venezuelan government, probably falsely, but maybe they've got some rumors, that America wants to invade them. The fact is, the main invasion is you need to invade your consciousness with the truth that if you simply take control of your finances and try to get gold as a currency, not gold coins, not antiques, not another business selling everything from God knows what lamps to supplements, you need to save gold by the gram and get your friends and relatives to do so. If they do that, you build a network. You'll have value that won't disappear when the wrong politician gets in, like Hitlery, rotten Clinton, or another crazy leader. The banksters, as they run all the wars. And the war on your finances is not going to be pleasant if you don't take control. So get involved with Caribars even during the nice summer weather.
Amen.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Thank you.